welcome to Merry or Merry's Ginmas Day 3. As you have listened from day 1, it is a little pun on my nickname being Merry and the fact that gin can make you merry. And we're enjoying a lot of different gins from the Craft Gin Club's gin calendar. And anyway, Merry's Ginmas is brought to you by me, Sophie, aka Merry. And if you listen to day 2, you will realise we ended on pamplemousse or grapefruit. I promise I will not go on about that as much today, but I did try and look up why a grapefruit is called a grapefruit, and supposedly it's because a load of grapefruits together look like a yellow bunch of grapes, which, you know, it's a really stupid way of doing it. I think they don't look like that. They look like weird pink things. So, yeah, grapefruit is really badly done. Not really sure what to say with that. It's really badly named from there. Anyway, day 3. What gin have we got today? Well, opening the calendar, we have got Manchester gin, which probably needs no explanation of where it comes from. It's another English gin from Manchester. And I actually watched, as you know, the Philip Schofield video, so I didn't really get much more information about yesterday's to fill you in on that one. So I thought, oh, I'll watch today's, which he also said was nice. And it's quite sort of, well, I won't spoil it. We'll have a little taste and a little smell to see from there. So this one is Manchester gin. They have a few different gins. This one is called Wild Spirit. And I've just got the story of Manchester gin up. So it says it all started with a G&T, which, you know, is good, or a gin and tea, as our podcast. But no, this was actually tonic. It began with three words. What are you drinking? Jen replied, gin and tonic. On that cold, wet February evening in Manchester, Seb and Jen talked for hours about their hopes and dreams about travelling, food, and of course, the mutual love of gin. And then Jen and Seb opened a bar. They kind of went down the line to get Manchester gin. So it originates from Manchester, from two people together. So it's quite a nice little story again from that. This gin, the Wild Spirit, it won Gold Award in the Gin Master 2019, got Silver Award 2018, and it got the 2020 by Looks at World Award Silver. And it got Great Taste 2017. So it's been around for a few years. And the little bottle today, I quite like the label on the 5CL we've got. It's 40% ABV, but it's got a nice kind of greeny blue label with a little B, which is quite nice. There seems to be a little symbol and quite a nice geometric pattern. So labelling wise, really quite like it. I like this little B from what they're doing. I'm not entirely sure why they've got the B. The B&R logo is tribute to Manchester's work ethic and inclusive hive mentality. There you go. I've been to Manchester once and I ended up at the Old Trafford Cricket Ground for a conference from where I used to work when I was a manager. And I remember going on the metro, the trams. And I've been to the Trafford Centre to go shopping. So there you go, there's my knowledge of Manchester. We should swiftly move to the gin rather than me telling you what I've actually seen from there. So, it describes it, first of all, and then I'll see what I think, of as a creamy, savoury gin with complex, herbaceous notes. Inspired by walks through the woodlands of Manchester, we've taken out the citrus and sweeter notes of our signature gin. I haven't even had gin yet today. I have not tried it, actually. And instead use sage, thyme, orris, lemon balm and silver birch. I can't remember what orris is. I haven't got Craig to ask what it is for the botany thing. On the nose, subtle eucalyptus gives way to fresh pine and floral orris. Well, we'll find out what orris smells like then. Palate, smooth sage is followed by warming, earthy dandelion and burdock. This isn't selling it to me. I hate dandelion and burdock. We'll see. Open mind. Finish. Aromatic juniper and spice leads into a classic crisp finish. All right, let's have a little smell. It does actually smell really eucalyptusy. It smells really refreshing. If you have like a blocked nose, it would help kind of go from there. And you do get quite a lot of pine, because we've had a few piney ones like Scottish pine on the Gin and Tea podcast, and it has that kind of piney edge to it. And it's got a smell that I'm guessing is orris. Not that I know what orris is. We can also look that up. If you know what orris is, let me know in the comments on our Instagram picture, which, by the way, has special guest of my what I've called Christmas gnome, or Christmas gnomey, which is actually called a gong. But you know what? I wanted a Christmas gnome, so the picture is Christmas gnome with this lovely bottle for you all to enjoy and for the coffee. So yeah, very refreshing nose. I do agree with it. It smells really fresh, really bright, really vibrant. Let's give it a taste. Oh, yeah, I can definitely get herbaceous. I'm guessing that's sage. Yeah, you get the first kind of taste is a really kind of burst of some kind of spice from my spice rack. If I had a kind of smell, it could be sage. I can't remember what I put in a lot of things. And then you do get this kind of like earthy warmth coming on the back, which might be dandelion and burdock. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of that normally, but it's got this kind of warmth and kind of just going down really nice, really smooth. It doesn't really coat your mouth. It's kind of like I said, you get a burst of herbiness and then this kind of warmth and spice kind of coming on the back of it from there as well. It says it's finished with juniper and spice. Yeah, it does, like the warmth at the back just tastes like gin with the juniper. So that's kind of nice from there. Yeah, you get burst. You almost get the juniper first. I think you get this kind of like hit of juniper, followed by the nice kind of sage and aromas from the herbs coming from there. And then that earthy warming kind of back of your throat. Because yesterday's was 44%, this is 40. This feels stronger on alcohol, even though it isn't, with the kind of warmth coming on the back of it. And it's just really quite nice on that sense. It's just, yeah, it tastes like you would expect a gin with the juniper. Getting that kind of warmth going down, and it's really quite smooth. Like, it's not feeling too alcoholic, even though it has, like, kind of that warmth. It's not like a burn warmth that you can get with some gins. It's just a, like, nice warming. Like, the other ones they're saying you're thinking of summer. This one does feel like you're going through a crisp, nice, kind of wintry pine forest with all kind of flavours coming around and hitting you. You can kind of close your eyes and just kind of picture that as you go along, kind of smelling everything, having everything kind of rouse your senses as you go through the forest with these kind of pine needles, the juniper. You can imagine some of the like herbs kind of growing along the side, although they might not grow in the winter, but it's really rather warming. I'm trying to think what it would go with tonic, because you don't want anything too strong. I think, so normal tonic might kill some of the flavours. So I'm thinking maybe to make Mediterranean tonic, it might be a bit strong. It's one of those that I really wouldn't mix with tonic again, because I think a lot of it will kill the depth of flavour, because it does go through several stages, as we're saying, the flavours coming through. Yeah, it's nice. It's a real rounded, very well balanced gin, and I can see why it's won quite a lot of awards. So you want me to rate it? Out of my ice cubes of 5. It's not my favourite gin. I don't like always such spicy gins, but I can appreciate it, and I can appreciate the depth and the piney from here. I will give it a solid 4. I am rating these gins quite high, but they are exceptional gins that we've had so far. Like, day one was very unique. Day two yesterday, the grapefruit, if you like grapefruit, spot on. And this one, just because of the character and how well it is, you can't help but appreciate it. You can't help but think it would go really well with that. And with a gin and tonic, you could put normal tonic, but I would have something different, just because you want something to complement these flavours and kind of take you on that tasting journey as it goes down, rather than having something go against it in a weird sense. So yeah, Manchester Gin, you're great. Wild Spirit is great gin. I've had a look on the site. There are a few others. There's a raspberry, their signature gin, and I'd be tempted to try them. Yeah, because there is something a bit different, and it's just the journey it's taking you on is great to see from there as well. I'm going to have a tiny last bit in my glass to see if there's any other kind of summing up thoughts for you all. But no, well balanced, really nice way. So far, day 3, another great gin that I've really enjoyed. And I would have it again. Yes, actually, any of these gins I would gladly have again. It's not, I would say, revolutionary and new in some sense compared to other ones we've had, but I think how it's been blended and how it takes you on that journey, it is unique in that sense, and definitely can see why it's won a lot of awards. So, day 3, I hope you all are having a very merry Ginmas Advent so far in December. I can't believe we're already here. And I will catch you all for day 4 tomorrow. See what new gin gets brought. Until then, have a good evening. And it's goodbye from me. and another goodbye from me. Goodbye.